Good morning, happy Thursday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Hope everybody's staying cool. Drink water. Drink lots of water today. Can't emphasize that enough. Right now in studio, I'm joined by Mitzi Richards with the Daniel Keating Foundation and Chris Jacobs, who's the executive director of the House Cafe in Ogden. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. Well, let me turn your mics on. There we go. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How's it staying cool?
Yes,
trying
so
to.
Far.
Yeah, so far. Well, really excited to have you in. Something we've been working on for like the last couple weeks since Mitzi, you're telling me about a grant that you awarded the House Cafe in Ogden. I guess we'll start there, then we'll go back and talk a little bit about the Keating Foundation.
Thank you. Very excited to talk about our first grant award from the Daniel Keating Foundation. Many people in the community know that we lost Daniel a couple of years ago, and what was really a central part of Daniel's life and now his legacy was his heart for young people and young people who were challenged, whether it was from physical, emotional, or financial difficulties. Daniel always found it a part of his life to give back to those kids and be involved. So that's really what is at the heart of the mission of the Daniel Keating Foundation. And our first grant award was given last Tuesday to the House in Ogden. Very excited to have Chris here today to talk to us more about his mission. But we were so enthusiastic when we read through the many grants requests that we received. And this mission it blew us away, honestly. We knew about the House, but we really learned a lot more through the grant writing process. They did an excellent application. And so now we're here to have Chris talk about what that grant's going to actually do.
Yeah, so essentially the House is we're a not-for-profit coffee shop. We take all the money that we make through it and we reinvest it into the kids in Ogden. And the kids actually volunteer at the coffee shop. So we're trying to teach them a work ethic while we do it. So the Daniel Keating Grant, primarily right now we're working on building a teen center, because on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when teens tend to have temptations and bad choices right in front of them, there's not much to do in Ogden. So we're looking to build a teen center that'll have pool tables, projectors, video games, stuff like that, just something for them to do on the weekends. And then it's such a big space, they're actually looking at building kind of a co-op space in the middle with printers and computers and just resources for them to do their homework, all that things back there. And then we have a back room for the students who don't necessarily want to go to college, maybe get them introduced to some carpentry and some manual labor tools and see if maybe that sparks something in them. So what that grant went to was really building that entire building out there in Ogden. So it covered a good chunk of the labor. Yeah.
And this is a grant, a $24,500 grant that was awarded last Tuesday on the 19th. And just a great cause all the way around. Like you alluded to, Mitzi, tragic death of Daniel, just 31 October of 2016 is when that happened. But if there's anything about this community overall, and really I think this region, is that everybody seems to find ways to turn tragedy into something good, and that definitely seems to be the case here.
Absolutely. It was just within days of the loss of Daniel that his family began to talk about, have that conversation. How are we going to keep Daniel's memory present? What can we do? And investing in other people's lives became the essence of that conversation. I feel we've moved very quickly. Within literally a few months, we became a non-for-profit. A board was brought together, and we have been meeting and developing our strategic plan as well. So we're raising money, obviously, so we can continue to invest it in worthy projects like the House. And so this is, we're in our infancy, I would say, kind of in that storming, norming, forming stage. But we've accomplished a lot in a very small amount of time. And I guess the most exciting thing for the board was being able to award the money that we've raised. All of us at our last meeting were pretty emotional about that. We had some difficult, discussions about who to fund, because there were many worthy causes. But in the end, when the decision was made, we were very excited.
And for those possibly new listeners who are not that familiar with Daniel's story, if you could just tell us a little bit more just about the type of person Daniel was and just some of his background.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try not to get emotional. Knew Daniel from the day he was born. An incredible energy as a young person, kind of a rascal as a kid, had some challenges as, you know, just the normal kinds of growing up things, but always was one of those young people that other young people said, you know, Daniel was always there for me. So maybe the person in middle school who didn't have somebody to sit with at lunch, you know, he was the guy that would go over and, you know, plop himself down and start sharing, you know, football cards. He was just one of the kind. He had a really kind heart, and that continued into his professional life. Graduated from KU, went to Kansas City to begin his professional career as a wealth manager, and immediately became engaged with other young professionals and the kinds of work they were doing in the city to help young people. So, children's charities. He was very involved. Got together lots of times to raise money and be involved in different kinds of fundraising, lots of golf tournaments. He was an avid golfer. If you go to Daniel Keating's Facebook, you will see a picture of him that was taken probably within weeks before he tragically passed away. But his that picture of him with his arms spread wide out on the golf course looking up into the heavens is one that resonates with everyone who knew him because of the kind of service he provided and the kind of spirit he always had. His death was he had some heart problems. He had had some serious heart problems, and just weeks before he went to on a golf trip with some buddies to Mexico, where he did pass away. His doctor gave him really great news that he was doing great. He was going to be able to ski again, which was one of his passions, and spend time with his family in Colorado, and so all things were looking good. But our Lord took him unexpectedly, and that was. That's why the Daniel Keating Foundation is here today to continue his legacy.
And a lot of local connections, right? Grew up around the area.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was born right here in Manhattan, Kansas. You know, I can just see his life journey. You know, I remember his first pair of cowboy boots. He'd stomp around the house in them. He was just full of life. Went to Manhattan Catholic Schools, Manhattan High graduate, then on to KU. So, yeah, he was a lifelong Kansan and really committed to people.
Here with Mitzi Richards with the Daniel Keating Foundation. Also, Chris Jacobs is the executive director of the House Cafe in Ogden, who just was a recipient of a $24,500 grant from the Keating Foundation to construct a teen center. And Chris, I'm sure, just makes it extra special to know where this is coming from, that sort of place of kindness that this is coming from.
Right. And I definitely see that with just the whole Keating family. Honestly, I think, I've tried to tell the whole Keating Foundation, we can't thank them enough. You know, you couldn't come up with that money in a million different ways, but they showed up. And a lot of times I see that the way people talk about Daniel, you just see is the whole family, his sisters, his parents. So that legacy starts somewhere. And for Daniel, I think it started within the home. And yeah, I just appreciate everything that family is and what they're doing with such a terrible situation. But no, they're blessing other kids because of it.
And the teen center that you're hoping to build, that what's kind of the timeline on this and where you guys are at there, what you're expecting?
So it's all volunteer labor. We have one lead contractor who's doing it volunteer, and then we have some teens in town who are learning how to build things with him. It's a literal, like, from the ground up, pretty much. We have a building that's an empty shell. So we did subflooring. We framed in walls. Now we're about to do electrical wiring, but it's going to probably take about a year with the volunteer labor-ish. It's heavy on the ish when it's volunteer labor.
Sure, sure. But I love the pool tables idea. I used to play pool all the time, especially my first year of college, because one of my roommates, he just shows up one day with this giant box, and it's a pool. He got this pool table at Walmart. He's like, we're going to put this in the middle of the living room. Didn't even have a very big living room, but we put the table in there, and we ended up being pretty decent pool players after a little bit. But I mean, it sounds like, and Mitzi, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this sounds like a place and an idea in the application that Chris submitted that Daniel would enjoy.
Oh, goodness, yes. Daniel, you know, he had that kind of personality that attracted friendship and fun. He used to always say to his nieces and nephews, no fun haters, no fun haters. He always wanted everybody to, you know, enjoy life and embrace all the blessings that were around them. So, yeah, I could just see him in the center of these kids, cracking up, telling them, you know, stories, and really opening up to them. So I think a pool table would be a perfect place for Daniel. But I think he would also appreciate the business model that the house and this youth center brings to, because he was a businessman. So he would appreciate what Chris is doing to promote kind of that work ethic and understanding of how business works and how you engage the public when they come into the house, but then how that teen center can be that extra, that additional place where you have to spend your weekends. And Chris, I think you're right, you know, be in a place where you can make great choices.
And Chris, on talking about the house cafe, because this is something that existed obviously before the grant. Talk about your involvement with the House Cafe and how that got started up.
Well, a lot of times we saw that, I guess it's just a vision that the Lord gave me. A lot of nonprofits rely off of grants. So the question is, you know, how do you sustain what you're doing? And so we actually had the coffee shop first. The coffee shop is a registered 501c3. You can walk into it. We can do anything any coffee shop makes. The difference is instead of a paid staff, it's volunteer operated from the top down. And the teenagers volunteer in there, and we have kind of a system built up where as they work harder, they get more privileges within the coffee shop. Eventually, that includes an internship. And then when the money comes in, that's where we're putting the money we make into the teen center. But that would take years to get to that point.
Quite a few cups.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, quite a few cups. And so that's the point where you apply for grants at the same time. And so that's where the Daniel Keating Foundation came in, was that we're also raising our own funds, but we're also looking for grants that will expedite the process. So it's a coffee shop out in Ogden right off the main street. But when people buy the drinks, they're really making a donation. It's like they won't get a tax write-off because they're making a purchase. But essentially, that purchase goes towards what we're doing in Ogden.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite coffee you got there?
Ironically, I don't really like coffee, but it would be the iced flavored latte, so like a caramel latte, because you can sweeten it up where it doesn't really taste like coffee. So
that sounds pretty good. That sounds good. And one more thing, Mitzi, as far as how many grants does the foundation plan on putting? Is this like a yearly grant? What's that schedule like? And if people want to apply, how do they do so?
Well, the best place to go is to go to our Facebook right now. We're still working on getting our website live. It should be live pretty soon. But yes, we're giving away probably 2 to 3 grants this year. Again, we're just in the second year of operation, so we're excited that we're able to to actually gift some of the money that we've raised. Our vision for the next 3 years is to give around $50,000 a year away. Our hope is that that will continue to grow. The amount we can give is really depends on the amount we can raise. So I do need to make a plug for the Daniel Keating Foundation golf tournament that is August. I'm going to have to go to the website and tell you. So, Chris, you say something else while I'm looking at the website.
Do you have more to copy?
Yeah, no, our hours are 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're really more of a specialty coffee. And so I learned to know what people who love coffee like to drink. So we can do anything from like an espresso shot to a cortado to a flavored drink. We're closed on Mondays and Sundays, but Tuesday through Saturday, 7:30 to 6 are our hours. And then when you come in during the summer, you'll typically see a teenager behind the counter being the one who serves you coffee. And then during the school year, you won't see him until after 3.
So August 19th and 20th is a weekend in Kansas City. You can go on Daniel Keating Foundation Facebook page and you'll see an advertisement for the Bash and golf tournament. The Bash is Sunday night and the golf tournament is Monday. The tickets are going fast, so please, if you'd like to be a part of it, we'd love to have you join us.
Very good. Well, appreciate you both coming in, doing a lot of great things. And it's good to hear about that goodwill out there, especially these days. That's Mitzi Richards with the Daniel Keating Foundation, and Chris Jacobs, the executive director at the House Cafe in Ogden. Thanks again for coming in. When we come back, we'll have Robin Cole of Pawnee Mental Health here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
We do have an advisory one to pass out to our customers, our listeners in Waubenesee County. Currently experiencing some phone outages there. The courthouse and the county commission communications centers have been affected, and also 911 has been affected. Technicians are en route at that time in Waubenesee County. But if you have an emergency, you're encouraged to contact the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office at 785-457-3353. They will help you out. Once again, phone communications for Waubenesee County, including 911, are experiencing some outages.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding